This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, June 19th. God's word for you today is witness. Our scripture reading is taken from John chapter 1, verse 41 to 42. And it says, Andrew went to find his brother, Simon, and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which means Christ. Then Andrew brought Simon to meet Jesus. Looking intently, Jesus said, "Your name is Simon, son of John, but you will be called Cephas," which means Peter. To put attention to the things that can grow my faithfulness, the things God wants me to pay attention to. First, I need to know that God uses the little things to test my faithfulness. Secondly, God uses my talent to test my unselfishness. Thirdly, God uses tough times to test my persistence. The fourth thing is, faithful people bring friends to Jesus. If you're faithful, you will be fruitful spiritually. Matthew chapter 9, verse 2 says, "Some men brought to him a paralyzed man lying on a mat. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the man, 'Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven.'" Think about it. Whose faith did Jesus see? Was it the man who was already paralyzed, or the faith of his friends who opened Jesus' roof? It was the faith of his friends. Faithful people share their faith. Who have you been talking to about Jesus? When last did you talk to someone about Jesus? When last did you invite someone to church? When last did you invite someone to this person called Jesus Christ? If I do not share my faith, I am being unfaithful. The truth is that you have friends who are paralyzed and cannot get to Jesus. You have friends who are paralyzed by guilt and cannot make their way to Jesus. You have friends who are paralyzed by fear and cannot come to Jesus. You have friends who are paralyzed by doubt and cannot come to Jesus. You have friends who are paralyzed by worry and cannot come to Jesus. You have friends who are paralyzed by insecurity and cannot come to Jesus. You have friends who are paralyzed by poverty and cannot come to Jesus. You have friends who are paralyzed by demons. They are in chains, being afflicted, and cannot come to Jesus. You have friends who are paralyzed by addictions and cannot come to Jesus. Guess what? Heaven is relying on you to bring them to Jesus. Heaven is relying on you to break the roof and lower them into Jesus' presence. And it is because the only way they are going to get to Jesus is if you bring them to Jesus. Faithful people bring their friends to Jesus, and it is a huge part of warfare. If you look at the armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14 to 17, please read, the sandals, or in our own time, the boots or the heels is evangelism. The boots or heels is the preparation of the gospel of peace. It is evangelism. It is taking the world for him. It is bringing people to Jesus, and it is a part of warfare. If you win souls, you walk in miracles, God blesses faithfulness. John chapter 4, verse 28 says, "Come and see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could he possibly be the Messiah?" Let us pray. Father, even as I engage this truth more deliberately, cause me to walk in the miraculous and put your words in my mouth, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.